See ya is the word of the day. And this is the Who's House podcast. And we are live in Las Vegas. And now I have a friend that I already interviewed her already. And we've had a good time in Miami. And now we're going to have a good time in Las Vegas. We got Tucci Cash in here. And of course, I don't know if she smokes weed. You smoke weed? You're in Hardin.
Yep. So is it? Of course. High as my credit score for sure.
you can bring the mic next to your mouth. It's okay.
Okay, I see.
Pause. I'm sorry.
You want the visuals? Just tell me.
Came kind of fast.
He's like, just put it right next to your mouth.
I'm sorry.
You want
Miss Italy over here? You know, there's a lot of Italian restaurants in Vegas. Have you been attacking them?
I usually just like Postmate nowadays. I'm like
Postmate.
I just like Uber Eats. Postmate. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? At home,
I ate at
especially right now with the like F1 going on, the strip is crazy. The traffic, they redid the whole street for F1.
That's crazy.
And the traffic, like on the freeways and everything, is crazy.
Am I stupid? How much did it cost to do this?
I think like to do the streets was like 20 million or something crazy, like something. Yeah.
Is that how much your waterfront costs that you're working on?
I have that like under my couch.
Damn,
check out my cushions.
Guys looking like losers. Jesus, man.
I'm like, what's that doing to my couch cushion? Some loose change.
You know, Kevin Hart kind of like, that's like Kevin Hart. Kevin Gates. That's like Kevin Hart. I'm bugging. So I had Kevin Gates on my show. He talked about how he made love to his wife. Like who he's like his partner, mm-hmm. So he started the booty eating thing, right? Mm-hmm. So blew up from my interview. In your experience, is booty eating a part of
absolutely,
like a relationship
of
type?
Course,
yeah. Oh, it's part of it.
Of course, like it's like a day to day for sure thing. Yeah.
Is it like I always look?
A guy has to like eat booty and eat good. Can I say pussy on air?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
A guy's got to. I think a guy. It's like a thing. Like, the last guy I talked to, like, didn't eat good pussy. I'm like, this isn't going to work.
You told him that, like, after? Like,
not
you had a meeting?
I mean, like, I didn't say, like, yo, you don't eat good pussy. You're done, you know?
meeting. Red Lobster. You took him to Red Lobster.
I'm like, look, we got a real serious issue here. Fuck, across the table. Like,
this girl is ruthless. Yo, I don't want my heart to be broken like that. Jesus, man. But it is part of it, huh?
Do you eat good pussy?
I mean, yeah, if I'm in love, yeah.
How about, do you ask?
I try to, like, you know, it's usually by mistake. I don't know.
By mistake.
I usually eat booty by mistake.
Just,
I don't
like,
know, right?
Tastes like the right hole.
Right? You know, you eat booty by mistake, right?
No.
All right. Yeah,
that's not a thing. You might, like, put something in the wrong hole, but you don't lick the wrong hole.
Okay, all right. Right? So, Jay, you just entered, like, a very serious question here because we were talking that super eating serious. Booty is an upgrade in a relationship. Is it serious or is it a must?
Listen,
or
is it a first date type of thing?
Hell nah. Listen. First of all, I'm not really a fan of the butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me
I'm not
too.
A butt fan.
Not really.
But if you eat but. The if, but like but. I have but I have definitely had ladies who, you know what I'm saying, not eating per se, but they be like, they'll take it and they'll shove it up there, and I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm in a different part. I'm in a different galaxy right now. I'm used to this galaxy. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hit the black hole.
I'm used to being like on Mars. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? But y'all trying to take me. You trying to take me to the booty, which is Pluto. Yeah. Why the fuck am I going to Pluto?
It's Uranus.
That's right. Right, because right past Uranus, you got Neptune. That's the taint. And then wait.
That's where Pharrell comes in. Oh, no,
wait, what? Hey, yo, clap your hands. Why you say Pharrell? What does Pharrell got to do with
it? So the Neptunes.
Right. You're absolutely right. Why didn't I think about that?
You from VA.
I'm like, yo. I'm like, I did something in the water. Like, what are we doing? Yo, it was, yo, shout out to Pharrell. You understand? Like, I'm not dissing no VA squad. So, yes, Pluto is the asshole. There we go.
I feel like Uranus is, but whatever.
You feel like Uranus is the asshole.
Yeah,
well,
like Uranus.
Well, she was kind of ruthless. She gave a guy an assessment and broke up with the guy because the guy was not good at eating pussy.
That was going to be my next topic.
You just walked in on that, by
the
way.
Okay, cool. Because if you eat the coochie good enough, you ain't never going to have to go down there to the ass. Especially if you can make a nigga back to back. We talking about making her climax back to back off of that shit.
Oh yeah,
like you, boy.
You could climax off of that too.
I mean, I like both. I feel like I need my ass look too.
You could climax off of that, like squirt, like see ya.
You,
like,
you know, you put a finger on the top and top you
like
the bottom.
You like it. You like it. You like it behind.
Just like everything, like, you know.
So what does a guy's face look like after that?
Like Santa Claus.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question too. Do you use washcloth? Do you do that?
Washcloth?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what their mouth is for. My washcloth.
No, it's not. You wash. Look, okay. You got to use a washcloth. You got to get up in there. You got to swirl it out and do you?
After?
No, before.
No. They don't eat that after I go to the gym. Okay. What?
What type of dirt is some of them?
Washcloth? Are you kidding me? He's like. He's the type of guy that's like, you need a shower first, like, get out of here.
she's actually the alpha in the room, like she controls everything, right?
Oh, so you put your men's legs back and you ride like
yeah, I eat their ass. Yeah.
Oh, you eat the ass. Oh wow, that's crazy.
I always look at it like a yearly cleaning. I never like want it all the time. Like if it happens,
Marlon Wayans is listening to this right now and getting very excited. I think I was at town, and I was with a friend, and he recognized him. He was like, oh, so you really like getting your ass? Nigga, what? Nigga, I'm about to bash. I'm about to smash. I ain't finna go in the ass. I'm finna smash. Apparently, this nigga loves a good ass licking. He loves a good ass lap, oh, as I like God. To call it. Ass lap, because you lap up the ass. We call it that instead.
I don't know how it went from Egyptian food to yogurt to ass, but
y'all talked about it.
Let's get back to Egypt.
I'm chiming in. Okay,
you've been to Egypt before, right?
No,
I've been to Egypt, but
Cairo.
I had an Egyptian girl too, but whatever. I don't think it's just random.
It's crazy though. Like the roads, there's like 12-year-olds driving, smoking cigarettes. Like it's like my tour guide was like 6 years old. I was like, what the hell?
Oh wow, like, nah. It took you out there to the pyramids.
Yes, you didn't have like you didn't see all this like.
People, I went with
people, like kids on ATVs driving on the roads like people.
No,
honking, like it was chaotic.
I was escorted by the prince, so I didn't see all that stuff.
Yeah, you didn't go on the roads.
We were on a camel when we got there, and they kicked everybody out, and then it was just me and the pyramid. So I had a special kind of experience. So it's kind of, but being
you got,
out
like,
there,
suburbans clear you out. Like,
but how is it over there? You didn't stay there that long. You just went there just to visit and got out of there.
I've been to like over 80 countries, so it's like.
Oh
but
shit!
I was like, I have to go to Egypt because it's like my roots, and then I've been to Cuba, and those are like my two least favorite places.
Well, you're rich; you could be anywhere. But if me and Jace is dating somebody, and we see this certain individual that lives in L.A. That's everywhere.
Bro, I got bread too. Fuck we talking
about? No, all right. You know what?
Hey, my boy, if it's me and Jerry.
I'm just giving an example. I'm giving an example. All right. You know what? Yeah, I'm just giving. All right, these two niggas right here. Right? So let's let's get us out there. Yeah. You just got to beam it too. Yo.
They don't know.
All right, let's get ourselves out this. All right, two regular niggas, right? Not y'all. Two regular niggas, right? So you're dating somebody and social media. You're dating a social media influencer, but she's everywhere. She's in Dubai. These are the top places. Yeah. Dubai, Nigeria, let's say Mykonos, let's say south of France, Paris. Yeah. But they're shopping. They're with bags. They always show photos of them eating well. But mostly bag shopping, like they're shopping like crazy. And then if the girl is showing, this social media influencer is showing her bags on Instagram, what does that mean? Is that your girl or she's with somebody?
I mean, it could mean they're like either with their sugar daddy or they could be the sugar daddy. You never know.
They're the sugar daddy?
You never know. Like these OnlyFans girls are making crazy money nowadays. Like me, for example, I like broke dick. Like I like broke guys. I've always dated broke guys. That's my track record. You know what I mean?
Ew, she's stupid.
Hey, look, I was already ready. Okay, so
broke dick is just they fuck better. Okay, they fuck you like it's their last meal. You know what I mean? They're like,
it's like that's it. They look at you like.
If I don't eat this good, I'm about to get kicked out. Like, I better eat that booty hole too.
Damn, man, you broke guys a wallet out there, man. What the fuck? Damn, man.
Hey, I don't know these. I don't know these. But But guess what? Motherfuckers with money can fuck too. We can fuck too.
Let the ones with money be busy. You know what I mean? It's like, I like things on my schedule. Like,
we gotta make an appointment.
You can make an appointment. Hey. That's the problem. I like to be the alpha female. You know what I mean?
Tucci Cash, man.
You like the pig dudes, don't you?
Yep.
I ain't with that shit. Nope. You ain't sticking me, goddamn.
What's that? What?
You.
Hey, somebody go get my chain in the car. Is somebody go get my jewelry. I left everything in the car.
You guys say that on camera. You guys say that on camera, but when the cameras are off.
Cause somebody go get my chain, please.
Yo, son. Some women like to be dominant like that. Like, that's what they like. Like, they,
no, but honestly, like in bed, I like to be dominant in real life, but in bed, I like to be dominated.
Dominated.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Man, it's so complicated these days to have a relationship, man. It's
I hit the Denzel when she said that shit. She was like, you like to be dominated? All right, okay. All right. You get dominated? All right, anything you want? All right. I'm a dominatrix, you understand? I got whips, chains, ropes, beds, everything you need, huh? Juices, huh? That's right.
You need a juice box for sure, huh?
Okay.
Shot him in the ass,
right? But didn't eat the ass, huh? Eating the booty like groceries, you motherfuckers.
It's kind of crazy, Tucci, that you, I mean, how do you survive in the relationship, bro? You're rich, you could do whatever you want. Guys are like insecure, like dealing with a rich chick.
I feel like all my exes kind of like look the same. I usually used to date like foreign men.
What?
They all do. They're all like, you know, like muscles, tattoos. I like get them all like fully tatted. Like,
is there a color? Is there like color preference? Black, white, whatever?
I mean, like my last one was like Romanian. I've been with like Australians. I've been with
Canadians. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Right now I'm with an American.
So. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Right, that's what's up. Bye.
So that's what I meant by 80 countries, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
It's like an international moisturizer. Right?
They have to test each flavor, each country. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, look, man, I done it too. I done everything that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With the Romani, with the Greece. You know what I'm saying?
And where's the best girls at?
It's hard to say, man.
Where are the best girls? Damn, Sean.
Colombia?
Yeah. Yay. My name's not. They call me Yay. 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 I want you to love me. Yay. I love how you fuck me. That's how they say it.
I love it. It's more like British. I don't know. It's like,
doesn't
sound like a
Colombian. That sounds
accent.
British?
Kind of.
What? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, a British accent. It's like, you know, kind of like this, yeah? No, but they like Yay.
Top boy? What is it? Top boy?
Yeah, top boy, yeah. Top boy, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the thing. Yeah, the thing, yeah. Yeah, cool. Hey, yo, bruv. Yeah, bruv.
Do you respect the whole thing about going to, like, Brazil? Like, us, like, having a good time with women and shit like that. Do you respect that kind of stuff coming from a girl?
Cheers, love.
Yo, where my drink at? Let me get a little bit of that.
Cheers on empty cup.
Let me get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah,
you want a combination?
Yeah, see.
Hey, this shit lit. Nigga. I shook it up.
See ya. Yeah, it's like it's like drink chumps.
Is that tequila or vodka?
Say drink champs. It's drink chumps.
That's probably vodka right there.
How's Barstools? They loving you, huh? They be kidnapping you for a lot of their skits and stuff.
Yep.
Is that like you know?
Only Stands.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they call them. The only
Stands guy. Glenny Balls.
So how's the OnlyFans TV thing? That's the new.
TV's great. I actually did. So my first OFTV was like last year. I did some like cooking show. I don't cook, but they wanted me to go on. And then they're like, you should do your own channel. You should do your own channel, blah, blah, blah. Because they liked my laugh or whatever. Because my laugh's like kind of dorky.
Well, like, how's it go? You just fucked up. How does it go?
You've heard my laugh. I've been laughing like this whole time with you guys.
So. Yeah, I know her.
You heard her
people
laugh?
People always like make fun of my laugh. Or like they'll laugh every time I laugh. But the producer like loved my laugh and like... He's like, you need your own channel, da da. Because they usually don't on OFTV's PG. It's not XXX.
Oh, okay.
So
let's do one. It's there's no sex on it.
There's literally no sex on it, and like.
Jay Pro's like, hell no. He's like nervous.
So I'm like one of the only XXX girls that have like a channel. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or now Aurora Rath or what's her name? Amara Rath. Amara Rath. What's that girl's name?
Which one?
Amara Rath. She's has her own channel now too, but. Me and her are like the only top XXX girls that have it. Usually it's like all PG girls that only like don't do nude and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So.
Are you in that feet thing? Was that Feet Finder?
Feet Finder? Yeah. I've been seeing so many ads for that. I saw that they paid like David Beckham like $5 million for his feet pictures.
Let me ask you a question.
Come on, man.
Can I ask you a question? Do you like your feet getting massaged? You like that?
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't?
I don't know. Shit, I do it all the time. Shit, mandatory for me. You come in the room. You
don't get I had a chick sucking my toe, but I have like algae on my big toe.
I'm like missing a toe right now.
I don't know if you want. If you're listening, sorry. The lights was off. So I had to be, all right, fast forward to
get your fish tank foot the fuck out of here.
I'm like literally missing a toenail right now. Look at this. Yeah. Can you zoom in on this?
Yeah, can you zoom in on that sexy toe?
Like, for real. Mm. I'm missing a toenail. Yeah. Not a toe. That's like disturbing.
I would lick it though, but I
mean, but you could just put some stockings on that. That's fine.
Yeah,
you cover that shit up. Nigga, I'm telling y'all all my fetishes. Goddamn.
Nah, but Jay, the fast forward of the experience of fast forwarding is like I had three girls. One licked my toe, one head, and one. I don't know why she's licking the nipple. But,
they were trying to make you a giraffe.
Yo, so all I know it was like. Brow! Like I was in midair, like I don't know how high I went up, but I just.
What state were you in?
It was Maryland.
Yeah, you. But the nut landed in Los Angeles. Oh, man. Oh shit! Yeah, that's.
So yeah, OnlyFans TV. Let's get out of my nastiness. How's your channel doing?
It's good. Yeah, so I've been. Actually, we did Danny Banks' house as well. The one.
Danny Banks' house.
Yeah. We did her house. I've done like a lot of other Instagram influencers, Jason Love, Veronica Peraza. We did like all the top, basically, that have like dope houses.
Okay.
But you'd be surprised. Like a lot of these girls that are like even top girls don't have like dope houses. You know what I mean?
They have like rented houses, it's like crazy. Rented
some
mansions.
Of the girls that are making crazy money in the industry. Like you'd be surprised. I'm like, what do you guys do with your money? I have like four houses. You know what I mean? Even before OnlyFans, like I've always like been. Interested in like real estate and like investing. You know what I mean?
I mean, you started with, but you have a cheat code. You sold houses, so you know
what. I didn't sell houses. I bought and flipped houses.
Oh, so that's a cheat code. Like yeah, you know what? You know the whole ins and outs.
I don't like the cheat code. I feel like these girls just don't know what to invest in.
Oh, okay. Right? Maybe you should put that out there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what like the OFTV thing's about. It's like showing girls that have OFTV, like, oh look, you can invest and suck dick.
Yeah, do both. Be great.
And suck dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There is a guy. Yo, get that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Yeah, yo, and then one of my good friends is Black China. I see you used to hang with her, and then I see she really left. She really left OnlyFans.
Left the industry. She literally left OnlyFans, deleted her OnlyFans, deleted, like, she unfollowed me on Instagram and every other XXX creator. I think.
Oh, so she unfollowed everybody on the platform.
I mean, I think so. She unfollowed, like, a bunch of people. She was following, like 1,000 before. Now she's, like, following, like, no one, basically. So, yeah.
I mean, she's...
But she's, like, getting in shape now. She's, like, fit. So she's going through her journey, so...
She had all
can't be mad.
Yeah, how's your journey coming along, like, Tucci Cash? Like,
I don't think I'll ever, like, delete my OnlyFans and, like, you know. I feel like you could be spiritual with OnlyFans.
Oh, you could be spiritual with OnlyFans?
Why not?
Like, you'd be like...
Yeah, like...
That's, like, spiritual, right?
You know?
Right?
You think my knees be hurting from talking dick? It's from praying, bro. Like, what?
Damn, Jesus is like, whoa.
He said, come as you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.